The government's first statement of national education priorities instructs schools, early learning services and tertiary institutions to make everyday use of te reo Māori and tikanga Māori. The Education Minister, Chris Hipkins, says the statement published this morning gives education providers a checklist of things to work on, including incorporating te reo and tikanga Māori into their everyday life in a meaningful way. He told our education correspondent, John Gerritsen, many of them are already using te reo Māori a lot.
Let's take early learning services first. I go and visit a lot of early learning services where kids are learning their numbers, they're learning their colours, and they're learning them in English and te reo Māori, and it's just happening now. We haven't had to make it compulsory or deal with any of that because it's just happening. And similar, it's happening in schooling as well. You go in and teachers are practising their te reo Māori and they're learning a little bit more about te reo Māori, and we are providing them more opportunities to do that. And so they're able to incorporate that. If you listen to Radio New Zealand or you watch TVNZ, you'll see people using te reo Māori more now on a daily basis, and we're seeing that happening in schools as well, and there's nothing threatening about that. It's a really positive development for the country. It recognises that te reo Māori is our first language, one we should all be proud of, and you know, I'm looking forward to learning how to integrate te reo Māori a bit more into what I'm doing.
Yeah, but it's not just that, it's incorporating it in a meaningful way, meaningfully in the everyday life. That's actually a bit of a step up for a lot of schools and a lot of people.
Yeah, and look, for some schools it'll be more challenging than others, but don't underestimate how much progress the schooling sector's already made in this regard. We are seeing te reo Māori integrated much more in our education system, and I think that's a very, very welcome development.
You're not expecting pushback on this from some teachers?
Look, I think there may be a few ill-informed people who will push back and say that, you know, that somehow we're going too far. I don't think we're going too far at all. I think, you know, we're recognising te reo Māori as our first language. We're saying that, you know, where possible, teachers should be integrating that into their teaching.
Yeah, but could you give an example? I mean, what does it mean to meaningfully integrate it into the everyday life of a school?
Well, if you think about, you know, when kids are learning their colours, when they're learning their numbers, when they're learning some of those basics, learning them in English and te reo Māori is a really positive development. Actually, what we know from international research is that if kids learn more than one language at the same time, actually, then if they want to pick up a third or subsequent language, it's easier. And actually, learning dual language learning tends to make you better at your first language.
Is this the government making te reo compulsory in schools without actually making it compulsory in schools?
No, I don't think so. I think it's about saying that, you know, te reo Māori is increasingly being integrated into our everyday life. And actually, therefore, it's important that everybody has the opportunity to understand the basics of te reo Māori. So it's on our street signs. It's on our, we're hearing it on radio and television far more than we used to. And people want to understand what's happening and what people are saying when they're using te reo Māori. And so I want to make sure that every kid in the country has that opportunity.
And that was the Education Minister, Chris Hipkins, there talking to our education correspondent, John Gerritsen.